I'd like now to welcome Professor Elaine Bearer. She is Harvey Family Professor of Pathology at the University of New Mexico. She's the Vice Chair for Research and the Co-Director of the Systems Biology Center there. And she is involved in an event that is happening this coming weekend, Friday and Saturday, the 1st and 2nd of April, called The Art of Systems Biology and Nanoscience. It's happening at Santa Fe Complex. Welcome, Elaine, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for inviting me, Mary Charlotte. I enjoyed talking with you last year, and I'm looking forward to this time today.
Me too. I mean, it's an amazing event because this whole phenomenon of imaging science, of taking science and making images that are both beautiful and that actually communicate and tell us the stories of the science, that in itself is its own art form.
That's a wonderful way to put it. I mean, we think of ourselves as scientists investigating the fundamentals of life, but we're doing it in a way that's so visually pleasing it becomes an art.
Give us some examples of the things that people are doing. I know there's a National Science Foundation award for actually visualizing science.
Actually, yes, there was an NSF award to the Santa Fe Complex to develop methods for visualizing scientific thought, scientific concepts, and scientific information. What our show is going to do on April 1st and 2nd is display some of the ways people have explored the confluence of art and science towards enhancing conceptual development in the viewer. So we are going to have, again, this year, our first event was last year. This was the first ever event of systems biology produced visually and linked to art. And this year we're going to do it again. It was very popular. Last year we had almost 500 people attending, and we can, since I think we only fit like 150 in the complex at one time, that was a lot of people to come in and out over the day and a half of the show. If people want to register, they should do so soon. The registration is on the Santa Fe Complex website under Systems Biology, or The Art of Systems Biology and Nanoscience is what the exhibit this year is called.
One of the things that is fascinating about this is that when you look at some of these images, you can't tell what they are, and yet they're wildly familiar because you can't tell what the scale is. You don't know whether you're looking at the skin of a fish or the surface of a cell.
Yeah, so nanoscience is the science of looking at things that are 1/1,000,000,000 of a meter in size or smaller. And so many of the things we're going to show this year are actually that tiny. The person who's giving the Friday night lecture is Scott Fraser, who's coming to us from Caltech in Pasadena, California. Scott runs the Biological Imaging Center at Caltech and is the Anna Rosen professor there. He's going to show how he's used tiny fluorescent proteins as beacons to watch an embryo develop, so we can understand how a single egg turns into a multicellular complex organism by lighting it up with these fluorescent proteins and watching it with complex high-resolution microscopes.
Now, this is something that is, I have to say, accessible to, well, children of all ages, scientists, non-scientists. I don't know, when these images are displayed to us, whether they're color enhanced or where they represent reality in a certain way. I mean, that borderline between aesthetic choices and real science is something that is just fascinating.
Oh, you're so right. I think, so most of the images that are going to be displayed were collected in what we call pseudocolor, which is in the collection device can't tell what the color is. It can only tell how intense the light that's being emitted is. And so what we actually look at as a scientist is an intensity graph. And then we add back the color that the thing should have been. So, for example, if we have a fluorescent probe that emits a green light, we detect the intensity of the light but not its greenness. And then when we make it into an image, we add the greenness back. So that's what most of the images will be like. They will have been collected as intensity profiles, and then the color that the light would have been has been added back. Most of the time, that is true to what was there. It's not added artistically.
It brings up for me certain questions about aesthetics, because the question of why people find certain things beautiful is something that I guess philosophers have been trying to figure out forever. But I do wonder, when I look at some of these images, whether we think things are beautiful that are somehow deep inside of us already, even though they might be invisible.
That's a complex thought. I think it's true that people have struggled with that, to understand that for a long time. David Baltimore, who's a Nobel Prize winner and was president of Caltech, wrote a wonderful essay about that, saying that we know that our scientific result is true when it appears beautiful to us. And so we recognize truth by its beauty.
Amazing. Well, on that note, let's let go for now and let you go. Elaine Bearer is one of the people organizing this event, The Art of Systems Biology and Nanoscience. It's at Santa Fe Complex on Friday and Saturday, the 1st and 2nd of April. As mentioned, early registration is key, because although it's a nice big space, there's even always more people who want to come. They're at sfcomplex.org. Elaine Bearer is professor of pathology at UNM. She's the co-director of the Systems Biology Center there. Elaine, you're giving a talk. Tell us about it.
I'm going to give the talk on Saturday night. It's going to be about music and the mind. So this question of beauty and recognizing something that's true because of its beauty, we do that with music also, and I hope to cover some of that in my talk.
Elaine, thanks for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe. And my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.